Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1865, The Real Story of Cholesterol and the Brain by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read articles on fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more, kind of like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And then on Fridays, I do something a little different. That's when I answer your questions. Remember, you can send in your audio question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can email your question by sending it to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, and with that, let's hear today's post and continue optimizing your life. The Real Story of Cholesterol and the Brain by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. There has been a lot of hoo-ha in the media following the airing of the program The Heart of the Matter on Catalyst recently, so I thought this was a great opportunity to present the brain's perspective on cholesterol. Pardon me, but you have a fat head. With 60% of your brain being made up of fat, having access to the right fats is essential to good brain health and function. While cholesterol has been vilified over the last couple of decades as being the baddie in relation to heart health, omega-3 fats, by contrast, have become the new pinup idol for health and well-being. Omega-3 is what's called an essential fatty acid, which means the body doesn't create it, and it's totally dependent on our dietary intake, mostly through oily, cold water, carnivorous fish, to get enough. However, cholesterol is a different story. While we do get some cholesterol from our diet, most of the cholesterol in our body is self-manufactured. Moreover, the brain synthesizes its own cholesterol and retains it, effectively shielding it from the rest of the body behind the blood-brain barrier. Astrocytes, which are specialized glial cells in the brain, are responsible for its manufacture and transport to our neurons by a carrier known as apolipoprotein E, or ApoE. Of all our cholesterol, 25% of the total amount is found in the brain, mostly as myelin, the fatty coating around nerve cells that speeds up the transmission of electrical impulses. What does the brain use cholesterol for? Cholesterol is essential for learning and memory. This is because cholesterol is a vital component to the formation of new synaptic connections between neurons. Our ability to form new synapses is brain plasticity in action, and ultimately translates into our ability to produce thoughts, to learn, and remember. To form a new synapse, extensions from neurons called dendrites grow under the direction of signaling proteins, which rely on the presence of special lipid or fatty rafts. Without these rafts, the new synapses cannot be completed. In 2001, a study published in the journal Science suggested that genetic or age-related defects in the synthesis, transport, or uptake of cholesterol in the central nervous system might directly impair the development and plasticity of our synaptic circuitry. Without cholesterol, we diminish our ability to learn and encode memory. The role of sleep and memory. Sleep is one of the essential components to brain fitness, having a brain that is optimized to perform to the best of your ability every day. When we sleep, genes important to the manufacture and maintenance of myelin are upregulated. It's when we sleep that our brain sets to work consolidating memory, increasing our performance of newly acquired skills, and increasing plasticity. Cholesterol and the formation of neurons associated with dopamine. In 2009, scientists from the Karolinska Institute revealed that cholesterol is essential to the formation of neurons that produce dopamine, our reward neurotransmitter. Loss of dopaminergic neurons is associated with Parkinson's disease. What effect do statins, or cholesterol-lowering drugs, have on brain function? Statins are a class of drugs popular since the 80s, to lower plasma cholesterol as part of a strategy at reducing an individual's risk profile for heart disease. They have also been used in clinical trials to examine whether their use would help in clearing beta amyloid from the brain and thereby reduce an individual's risk of Alzheimer's disease. These studies have not confirmed any such benefit, and some authors have concluded that the assumption that high brain cholesterol and its association with Alzheimer's disease is not valid. While the blood-brain barrier is highly effective at preventing the majority of drugs from crossing it, some can. It should be noted that statins are taken to lower blood cholesterol only, not brain cholesterol. However, it's been reported that some people taking statin drugs have experienced memory loss. So, what is the message here? The basic premise is that to achieve optimal brain health and function, it's vital to consider how the brain has been designed to operate at its best. Incorporating enough sleep into our daily lives would seem a good way to go, along with eating healthfully, managing our stress levels, and getting enough exercise. Which leads me to the very important point made by Dr. John Abramson from the Harvard School of Public Health when making a comment at the end of the Catalyst program. He made it in the context of statins and heart disease, but it makes sense when approaching health holistically. Quote, "We're missing the message that health rarely comes out of a bottle. Exercise and a Mediterranean-style diet is the best way to prevent heart disease. I think virtually everybody agrees with that." End quote. I think I would add, and keeps our brain healthy. You just listened to the post titled, "The Real Story of Cholesterol and the Brain" by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Okay, so cholesterol in the brain is good. Too much in the blood, not so good. So you know how too much cholesterol in the blood can lead to the formation of these things called plaques in the arteries? Those plaques create a blockage in the flow of blood through our arteries. When that happens, blood that's rich in oxygen can't get to where it needs to go, like our muscles and organs. Not only that, but plaque can also trigger an inflammatory response in the body, basically a stress response. So it's kind of a double whammy. The theory is that too much cholesterol in the brain can also form this plaque and trigger an inflammatory response. This is one of the theories behind why some develop Alzheimer's disease. But as Dr. Brockes was saying in today's article, that theory may not be accurate. We know that too much cholesterol in the blood is not good, but we don't know how much cholesterol is too much when it comes to brain health. But as Dr. Brockes mentioned, one of the best meal patterns for preventing dementia and Alzheimer's disease is the Mediterranean diet. This means a diet that's rich in whole, mostly plant-based foods, rich in omega-3 fats and monounsaturated fats, and lean proteins. Toss in some regular exercise that incorporates cardiovascular activity, some resistance training and balance exercises, add on 7 hours of restful sleep most nights, and you're well on your way to achieving optimal brain health. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sending me your questions. I hope you're having a great week so far, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.